By the time Sezwan Miłosz got around to writing this poem, he was in his 80s. And it shows. The tone has a touch of the curmudgeon about it. I heartily disagree with his assessment of modern art as punishment for our manifold sins and wickedness. But I can't help but admire his hopeful belief that art might still be salvific somehow. It's called realism. We are not so badly off if we can admire Dutch painting. For that means we shrug off what we have been told for 100, 200 years, though we lost much of our previous confidence. Now, we agree that those trees outside the window, which probably exist, only pretend to greenness and treeness, and that language loses when it tries to cope with clusters of molecules. And yet, this here, a jar, a tin plate, a half-peeled lemon, walnuts, a loaf of bread last. And so strongly, it is hard not to believe in their lastingness. And thus abstract art is brought to shame, even if we did not deserve any other. Therefore, I enter those landscapes, under a cloudy sky, from which a ray shoots out. And in the middle of dark plains, a spot of brightness glows. Or the shore with huts, boats, and on yellowish ice, tiny figures skating. All this is here eternally, just because once it was. Splendor, certainly incomprehensible, touches a cracked wall, a refuse heap, the floor of an inn, jerkins of the rustics, a broom, and two fish bleeding on a board. Rejoice! Give thanks! I raise my voice to join them in their choral singing amid their ruffles, collets, and silk shirts, already one of them who vanished long ago. And our song soared up like smoke from a censer. The great Polish poet Sezwan Miłosz, winner of the Nobel Prize. I'm reading from his selected poems, 1931 to 2004. This is Misha Ouellette, and these poems are for the people.